This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. If your iris rhizomes are rising out of the ground, it's time to divide them. Maybe they've been left alone for years and are now fighting for room. Maybe this is a new-to-you home and you've noticed that those roots look like they're squeezing each other. Go to GardenBite.com for pictures of what to look for. Generally, it's a good idea to divide your iris every 3 to 4 years. In my area, the season has been late, so you might need to wait a bit before dividing them. Dividing iris should be done 4 to 6 weeks after blooming, which is generally between July and early August, according to the University of Minnesota Extension. When it's time, cut the foliage fan back to about 3 to 6 inches. Remove yellow or dead leaves. Dig up the rhizomes, those fatty tubers, and cut them with a sharp knife to about 3 or 4 inches long. Throw away any mushy parts. Don't compost them. Trim the roots to about 2 inches. If you've had issues with fungal disease, treat your rhizomes with a fungicidal powder and rinse your tools with a 10% bleach solution after each cut to help prevent spreading of disease. Now loosen the soil to about 8 to 10 inches. Even though irises are planted in a shallow hole, this will allow the roots an easier time to grow. Place the rhizome so that it barely sits under the soil. Firm the soil and then water it in. Don't mulch your iris. They need a dry period. You can mulch after the ground has frozen. Check out GardenBite.com for more info. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.